Contents and Melody
with Gil
and Demling.
Where are the gypsies? You said you had them. Now bring them on. Come
all
on,
right,
sir.
Take it easy, Gil. Don't get in a lather.
Well, look, here's the idea. Let's set fire to a clump of trees and bag a few gypsies as they come out. I want to help a fortune told, you know?
You know, I had my palm read a couple of weeks ago.
Do tell.
Yeah, the guy took a look at my palm and said, I see that you're going to lose your automobile.
Oh, was he right?
No, I'd already lost my auto 6 months before.
Well, why blame him if you hadn't washed your hands for 6 months?
Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. Oh, when you're passing by, flowers moving south, and I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows. Oh, honeysuckle rose. Ah, don't you dare buy sugar, you just have to touch my cup. You're my pretty, pretty sugar, and it's sweet when you stir it up. Why, when I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, all the honey fairly drips. You're my sweeter, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. Yes, yes, when you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows, oh, honeysuckle rose. Listen, honey, don't you dare buy that thing called sugar. You just have to touch my cup. You're my pretty, pretty sugar, and it's sweet when you stir it up. Why, when I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, all the honey fairly, fairly drips. Your confection, goodness knows, yes, honeysuckle rose.
Pardon me if I seem to treat you as an equal, but did you hear about the captain's dog?
No, what's the matter? What's the matter?
Well, his dog's got the hiccups.
My, mercy me, and will wonders never cease. But how come the backfiring larynx?
Well, you see, the dog swallowed a history book.
He swallowed a history book? Yeah. No wonder he has hiccups.
Yeah?
Yeah, history always repeats itself. Quick, Watson, the needle.
Thank you.
Willie, my addle-pated companion.
Yeah?
Remind me to write my uncle Serrano, will you? I must congratulate him.
Yeah?
You know, he's the father of another child.
Another?
Uh-huh.
Boy, the stork must be pretty familiar with him by this time,
well,
huh?
Well, at this point, yes, but he was careful at first. You see, he'd fly over the house, land on the roof, and bring it around the chimney.
Mm-hmm.
Now he just yells down and says, come and get him. Playmates, the Gill and Demling Dramatic Players, assisted by Professor Snark of Snark School of Elocution and Tattooing, present a Romanian gypsy drama entitled Ivan the Fortune Teller, or Will the Automobile Replace the Horoscope?
Well, the scene is a gypsy camp in Romania. The gypsies are gathered around a gleaming campfire, relaxing after a hard day's work picking pockets. Ivan the Fortune Teller is reading his book, What the Zodiac Has in Store for You, You Rat. Curtain?
Oh, Ivan, king of the gypsies. Two American tourists loom on the horizon.
Americans, and they will want their fortunes told.
Well, what horribly ho, little gypsies. Where is the head fortune teller? I have a feeble-minded friend with me.
I am Ivan, the fortune teller.
That's fine. I want my fortune told, post-haste and forthwith.
Yes.
Do you want me to read your mind or read your palm?
You better read his palm. We're sure he's got that.
All right, stupid, relax. Ivan, can you tell me something about my first wife?
Didn't your mother ever tell you anything?
Now, look, my first wife is dead, Stooge.
Are you sure she isn't just hiding? His brown eyes twinkled merrily.
Ah, I see a woman.
Ooh.
A dark woman.
No, that isn't my wife. She was a decided blonde.
Well, maybe this was before she decided, you know.
I still see a dark woman.
Look again and see if you can find one for me, will you?
Has she got a mole on her nose?
I cannot tell. She has her mouth open.
Uh-huh. Well, if it looks like a garage with both doors open, it's my wife.
Ivan, what is my lucky number?
Yes. I can see your lucky number now. It's coming up.
Huh?
It's coming up.
Yeah, try one of these cigars. That'll bring it up. Go ahead.
Ah, I have it.
Huh?
Your lucky number is 8. I see the figure 8.
Hmm. You know, every time I look at my wife, I see the figure 8, too. She always reminds me of a ukulele somehow, dear old Betsy. Mm-hmm.
Well, what's your lucky number, old pal of my cradle days?
Well, main 4,000 used to be my lucky number, but now she hangs up on me.
Mm-hmm. She must have seen you in the daylight.
Oh,
this
yeah?
is most peculiar. Wait. I get my crystal ball. Ah, again I see the dark woman. She must be your wife, my friend.
You better check up when you get home, boy.
I see her sitting on a man's lap.
Go ahead, this is terrific. Give it to her.
Now she is kissing him.
Oh, boy, some fun. Are you a sucker? Oh.
I tell you, my wife is a blonde.
She kisses him again and again. She tells him she does not love her husband, that he is a fool, an idiot.
What a perfect description.
Go on. She says she will get enough alimony from her husband for both she and her lover to live on.
Oh.
She is a devil, the stark one. Ah, now I see her more clearly. She has black hair, brown eyes, and a dimple on her left.
Wait a minute. Did you say she's dark, brown eyes with a dimple on her left cheek?
That is what I see.
Gangway.
Hey, what's the idea? What are you so worried about?
Plenty. That isn't your wife. It's mine.
Seven baby rhyme with heaven, and your kisses rhyme with heaven too. longing. That's how many nights I'm longing for you. Longing for you. Take a number, 1 to 10. Double it, net a billion. That's how many dreams I'm dreaming of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 baby rhymes with heaven. And your kisses rhyme with heaven, too.
Honey, won't you kindly
take a number from 1 to 10, double it, net a billion. That's how many thrills I get. That's how many chills I get. On the day when you would say, I do.
Well, where are we headed for now, Gil?
Russia. But first, we'll get back on the boat, and boy, I'm glad to.
Well, why? What's that?
Well, you see, I left my trunk near the hatchway, and I want to see if I'm the father of any suitcases.
Whoa.